Good morning, good morning. This is Angel with Royal Wednesdays. I pray that all is well. I pray that we continue to allow God's will to be done in our lives. We are in a season now where it's our time, and we got to trust God and do what thus says the Lord. Amen. So let me read Psalms 51, and I'm going to read 1 through 3. Okay? It says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitudes of the tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from any sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." In this day and season, the word of God says that we have all sinned and fallen short of the goodness of God. And with that being said, we have to know when we sin, we must go to a God and repent, and also acknowledge that we were wrong and keep moving forward from that. Not saying that you will never sin again, but as go to God and repent and keep moving forward, because God is not worrying about what you did in the past. God is worrying about how you're making your steps in the future. Are you choosing God? Are you walking with Him? You know, God has a lot of grace and mercy to give, but you don't want to be on that short end of the stick where you done all yours done ran out. Okay, so just be careful and just know that God loves you, but He wants you to also do right. All right, so the first question says, women chasing after another woman's man. Let's talk about that. Well, let me see. It is a lot of women out there nowadays that do chase after someone else's man because they want that particular man. I don't agree with it. I don't think it's right. But you do have women that does that. And, you know, you got to kind of like look at that woman's side eye, because my thing is, you want somebody else's person, get your own. You know, it's enough people out here where people can date and find somebody else to deal with that's single and not taken by somebody else and stuff like that. But you have people out there that are selfish and want what they want, and they rather be with somebody else's guy. And do I agree with it? Do I think it's nice? Is it? No, it's not. But it happens. And just to say this, it's really sad. It's a lady that works with me, and I was about to call her a girl, but you know, in her mindset, she is kind of like a girl. But it's a particular guy that was working there, and him and his fiance now, they were just dating and they were living together, and he bought a house for them and his family. They had a child together. And you know how people flirt and stuff like that at work and blah, 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 but you know, he's clearly, you know, in that relationship, and she would be talking to him. She would be sneaking, trying to touch on him and harass him and, you know, trying to see him and all type of other foolishness. And then he went to a different job, and she was trying to go to that job where he was going to. And, you know, she followed him and all his social media, this, that, and the third. And it's like she's just very obsessed with the guy. And in my opinion, you know, She was saying that she wanted a man, that she wanted a good guy that's going to choose her. And, you know, I don't want him to be broke. I want him to have money. I want him to do this. I want him to do that. But yet you're chasing after someone else. So I just kind of like looked at her sideways a little bit, because not in judgment, but just, you know, looking at the actions that you put, they're displaying. You know, you want somebody else's boyfriend. You know, you have somebody that wants to speak with you, but I mean, want to be with you, and you don't want him. And then you want to bounce here, and you want to bounce there. You just kind of like all over the place. And you have to kind of like look at some women sometimes, because a lot of them been through so many things, and they're not healed. They're not taking a moment to heal, and then they end up messing up someone else's life. So with that being said, you know, we just have to be mindful as women to, you know, if the man is taken or he's with someone else, respect the relationship and move it forward. If he wanted to be with you, he would have been with you. But sharing and trying to take somebody else's person, that's not good at all. That's really trashy and disrespectful. So I don't care for it much, but that's just me. Who am I? with that being said, you know, that's my basic opinion on it. Get your own man. You know, you shouldn't have to be trying to take somebody else's man just to make yourself feel good because you want the guy because he looks good and you want him, this, that, and the third. You know, some women have to be careful because they'll walk in witchism and don't think they're walking in that because you're trying to make that man be with you and you can't make nobody do anything. Okay. Second question says, forgiveness in a relationship is required. Why is it so difficult for people to forgive and not bring their old baggage into the new? Well, forgiveness, you know, to some people is easy, to some people it's difficult. But to me, yes, it is required. Yes, it is a part of, you know, you need to heal anyway. You know, we all have been through things, but people really need to heal and forgive the person and move forward with their lives. Not saying that it's okay, it was a bad thing for you hurting. You know, people gonna, you know, disappoint you, people gonna hurt your feelings, you know, stuff like that. But you don't allow what they have done to stop you from even just being, you know, a child of God or being who you are. You know, everybody is not meant to be with you. Everybody can't handle the type of woman or man that you are. You are, you know, a very handsome, successful, you know, beautiful lady. But you have people that are just not ready for a relationship. Some of them just, you know, want sex and this, that, and the third. And they're just hurting people on top of hurting people and not committing. But, you know, you can't worry about those individuals. But the signs when in dating, you have to pay attention to the red flags. Listen to how they talk. Listen to how they act. You know, if they start shifting and being disrespectful, pay attention to that. You know, why observe how they move. So don't feel any type of way with that. Observe how they move. Okay. Other than that, I just wanted to say, you know, make sure you do forgive before you get into something fresh. You don't want your old lingering into your new. And just to encourage you, you know, it's when you be heartbroken or you hurt by a friend or a loved one or anything like that, yeah, it can really sting. But acknowledge the fact that, you know, look, I've been hurt. It did hurt. If I had to shed a tear, that's fine too. But when you get with somebody, try not to even share about that. Now, there's nothing wrong with talking about it once you're ready and if you led, but don't even share about that person, you know, because sometimes it can flare up something. You know what I mean? If you heal and you share about something, okay, that's fine. But far as you not healed yet and you sharing about them and they're on your mind and you're thinking about them, then eventually you're going to want to talk to them and then this, that, and the third. No. Learn how to walk away from some situations. Walk away. You know, we all have been mistreated, done wrong, and you try to stay there. And women, we got a bad habit of staying till the wheels fall off, giving loyalty to somebody that doesn't care. And then you're allowing yourself to get hurt. You know, besides just walking away, yeah, it's going to hurt, but walk away from it. So, I hope that answered your question. Then the third question says, why do men find it so hard to commit to one woman? Well, I can't speak for a man, but you have some men that do commit, and then you have some men that can't handle the challenges of multiple people coming at them, and you know what I'm saying? It's pressure out here. And you have women that are pressuring men, you know, to be with them. Just like that girl at my job. She was trying to get with that guy. She was pressuring him to be with her and, you know, trying to get with him to sleep with them and all type of stuff. Just, you know, look, we just got to be mindful. You got to be prayerful. You have to understand that people are not for you at all times. So just know that it's okay to not have these people in your lives, okay? Know that it's okay. Don't worry about how bad it is and what they do and how they do. You learn to trust God. You learn to put your faith in Him and let it be that, okay? So know that. Put your trust in God. Trust in Him. Have faith. And don't worry about these men out here. You got a lot of men that don't want to commit. They want to play because there's so many options out there for them. Options out here to get with multiple women, sleep with multiple women. You know, it's a lot of women out here making it difficult, you know, making it difficult for other women that want to be good and want to do the right thing. It's the world is not fair, but it is what it is. But this is something we definitely have to talk about, because a lot of men don't want to commit, but then you do have a lot of men that do commit. And then you have that, the opposite side, where the woman is in the wrong this time. So you have a man that's willing to commit and he's fully in. And then you have this woman that's playing with him and not doing what she's supposed to do in the relationship. Okay? So, you have that too. It's not always the men doing wrong. You have some women out there that does wrong too. And it's not necessarily fair. And then you have a bitter man. Then you have people turning gay because they can't find, the rightful people. They turn to a woman. You have some men turn to be men. I mean, turn to be gay, and from being heartbroken or stuff like that. That part I don't understand why people do that. I don't understand that. I know you can have low self-esteem and something may hurt you and it bother you, this, that, and the third, but at the end of the day, turning gay because somebody is not doing what they're supposed to do with you, I don't know about the turning gay part. I mean, that part, that's something you wanted to do. I mean, nobody just turned gay because, people are not doing right, stuff like that. You don't turn gay for that. But you have people that just want to do that. If that's something you want to do, just admit saying something that you experimenting on, this, that, and the third. But that's the next question for next week. So, but other than that, I hope I answered the questions. I hope that you all are enjoying the podcast. I thank you for all my supporters and for everybody. Definitely stay tuned for next week. I will see you then. I want to say God blessings to you. I love you all and stay encouraged.